This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Could this be the beginning of a credit thaw?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The economic fallout has met a big clog in the lending pipe. A lot of banks not wanting to take the risk or have too many bad loans as it is. Well, today we're set to hear about how Citigroup wants to open things up a bit. It says it wants to spend $36 billion to boost lending. Mortgages, mortgage securities, credit cards, even student loans. The financial services company has gotten $45 billion from the financial bailout. They're talking about lending over on Capitol Hill today. The House Financial Services Committee looks at why a lot of banks are nervous about financing and refinancing, and what can be done to keep homeowners on the brink of foreclosure in their homes. Shia Levitt has more.
Lawmakers are reviewing a federal program meant to help struggling homeowners refinance their mortgages to be more affordable, but few lenders have chosen to participate.
Purely voluntary measures aren't doing the job.
Julia Gordon is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
Whatever programs we use have to require lenders to take certain steps and or have to use government money for the government to take those steps itself.
Peter Wallison is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He says the government should buy bad mortgages at a discount and then let homeowners repay at more affordable rates.
We are talking about 25 million subprime and Alt-A mortgages, over $4 trillion in unpaid principal amount. So this is an enormous problem.
Both say to solve it, people have to get out of mortgages they can't pay into mortgages they can. I'm Shia Levitt for Marketplace.
Automakers will likely report on more sales declines today. Weak rental car purchases and other fleet buyers expected to weigh in on those results. Stocks were mixed at the close yesterday. The Dow was off about 1% at below 8,000. The Nasdaq gained more than 1%. S&P stocks were mostly flat. European stocks are lower today. Stocks were mixed in Asia, starting off in the green and going every which way from there. The Hang Seng and Nikkei both closed down. Japan opened up some more economic stimulus money, offering to buy up billions of dollars worth of bank shares to reduce their exposure to the stock markets, and Australia did the same down under. Here in the States, we're awaiting the fate of a stimulus package as well, but it'll have to make it through the United States Senate. One of the people being targeted to support the measure, Republican Senator Judd Gregg, is being tapped by President Barack Obama to take over at the Commerce Department. That will require Senate confirmation as well. There's one thing that other countries aren't so thrilled about in the U.S. package, and that's the so-called Buy America clause. And the European Union is chiming in with some steely resolve. More from London and Stephen Beard.
The $800 billion stimulus package does not involve vast quantities of steel. One estimate suggests it could be as little as $2 billion worth. But European and other foreign steelmakers are up in arms over the Buy American clause. They argue that being excluded from the stimulus projects will be the start of something worse. Roger Manser of Steel Business Briefing.
If the Buy America policy goes through, foreign steel producers fear being excluded from all sorts of other projects in the United States.
In normal times, the US imports more than 30 million tons of steel a year. Foreign steelmakers are terrified of losing that business, and they argue the U.S. taxpayers will suffer from the Buy American clause. Foreign steel is generally 10 to 15% cheaper than the American-made variety. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft. providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org.
President Obama is expected to nominate his top technology advisor to chair the Federal Communications Commission. If that happens, the FCC could lead the nation into a new technological era. From Washington, Ronnie Radbill reports.
Julius Genachowski is one of the key architects of the president's highly successful internet campaign. He helped draft many of Mr. Obama's telecommunications policies and served as chief counsel to FCC Chairman Reed Hunt during the Clinton era. With Genachowski at the helm of the FCC, improving high-speed internet access is expected to be a top priority. That sits well with Ben Scott, policy director of the public interest group Free Press. He says international surveys show the U.S. is plummeting in rankings when it comes to providing fast, low-cost access to the web.
Every year that goes by that our global competitors have better broadband internet infrastructure than the United States, we lose jobs, we lose economic growth to those countries.
Genachowski supports increasing and expanding broadband service, especially to rural and low-income areas. Unlike former FCC Republican Chairman Kevin Martin, Genachowski wants net neutrality. That means opening up cable, digital phone, and fiber optic lines to competition. Richard Wiley, a former Republican chairman of the FCC and managing partner of Wiley Ryan Law Firm, questions how much Genachowski can get done.
Hopefully, because he's a smart guy, I think he will realize that putting a lot of new heavy regulation in place might not be the right thing to do when these industries are hurting. I think of the broadcast industry in particular.
Unlike his predecessor, Genachowski opposes large media companies buying up TV and radio stations across the country. He instead would encourage diversity in broadcast media ownership. The former chair focused a lot of his attention on cable regulations, such as bundling and pricing. But analysts don't expect Genachowski to be as aggressive with the cable industry. Instead, Rebecca Arbogast, an analyst with investment firm Stifel Nicolaus, says the FCC will focus more on new media, like Google and Yahoo.
The set of voices that are there, it's no longer just Verizon versus Comcast versus a competitive local carrier.
Whatever regulatory action the FCC does take will depend largely on the state of the economy. With the country in a recession, analysts say there's a limit to just how much can be accomplished. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.